Hola, good people. It's Mystic here. Welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a wonderful, loving week. I hope that y'all have been speaking positive things and sending out positive vibrations into the universe and into the atmosphere. And just jumping right into it, today we will be talking about punishments. We can all relate to being punished for something we did or even the lack thereof. What about when you had to issue punishment? Was it just for the kids, or did you have a desire for vengeance? Because that's all revenge is. Revenge is a desire to avenge oneself by retaliation. And how often do we feel the need to get even? Why is getting revenge so important? Do you feel better, or do you end up feeling worse? Years ago, before I really knew and understood God, I would take it upon myself to issue punishment. I would use my tongue as a weapon. And to be honest, I should still be in jail. Listen, and it's not even necessarily about cursing. It was just the things that I would say. Just such a foul mouth. But intentionality, I now use my tongue for good. And that's only God, growth, and evolution, I promise. And I was like this because I didn't know how much God really rocked with me. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And with that being said, we should find comfort in knowing that it is His. Anything you can do, God can do better. Do you know how many times I just said words to people when He could have put their tires on flat? Listen, I'm just kidding. Don't listen to me. Listen, but for real, but serious. Anything you can do, God can and will do better if you let Him. We just have to be still sometimes. We were taught as kids that if one hits us, then hit them back. And it was more so that we wouldn't have to encounter bullies because we know that, you know, kids can be mean. But as children, we don't know how to properly control energy. We used to be scared of this or what that person would do. As kids, we didn't know that we were sending out and getting exactly what we didn't want. We were dwelling too much on it, just putting so much negative energy, not even knowing that it would come back to us. Now, as adults, we know how to manipulate energy. We know how to control emotions. We know to speak and send positive vibrations out, and it will return. Now, we don't have to hit someone every time that someone hits us. We know our Father's hands is way bigger and way stronger than ours. And that's where the comfort comes in. But for me, it's really not even comfort. It's more of irritation. I get irritated when someone wrongs me because I know how much God rocks with me. And I know that, you know, vengeance is His. So now, when you wrong me, I have to pray that God have mercy, inserts the biggest eye roll. I have to pray that God have mercy on them, you know. But just know that God doesn't play about His kids, especially the ones that don't play about Him. God will take care of us in all aspects. Trust me, I promise you. Listen to this fun fact. Just like vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, scripture also says, pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. How hard is that? How big of a person does it take to do that? Instead of seeking revenge, you pray for them. Okay, so if you like that one, get this one. Peter asked Jesus, should I forgive someone 7 times who sinned against me? Jesus answered, no, not 7, but 70 times 7. 70 times 7 is how many times you should forgive someone who wrongs you. Now listen, it only takes one time for some of us. 490 times you should forgive a person. Of course, we're not, you know, that's why God is God, because we act like we're too, you know, we're too above that. But what do you think about that? Our patience for people runs so thin, but how many times does our Father forgive us? Just daily. Now, of course, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but more just providing perspective. There's a lesson in everything, and we don't experience things just because it's Monday, you know? We should look for lessons because no one is above correction, and everything there is a lesson. And just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that that person has to re-enroll themselves in your life. I'm not telling you to give them another opportunity to burn you. I'm telling you to give yourself an opportunity to let go. Give yourself an opportunity. Let go. Let go of that hurt. Let go of that anger. Let go of that pain. Let go of that trauma. Let go of those tears. Let go. A person or an incident shouldn't have so much power over you. They shouldn't. Your mood, your energy should not be downgraded because of a situation or something one did to you. When someone wrongs you, they have to pay for that, not you. So don't chase down revenge. It's just an ongoing cycle of negative energy. And who likes negativity? None of us should. Being negative about things, it brings on so much. It brings on stress. It brings on anxiety. It brings on illnesses, you know. It brings on depression, which is a form of an illness, you know. That's just a whole nother spiral of darkness, you know. Nothing of which can benefit you, but instead actually harm you. We are in the business of healing ourselves. Of course, not hurting ourselves. And speaking of healing, let's call the ultimate healer. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds. We thank you for blessing us with the activity of our limbs, Lord. We just pray that you continue to bless us, Lord. Bless us so much that we'll be a blessing to others. Pray that we continue to love ourselves. Pray that we continue to do right by ourselves and you. We thank you. We know that this is going to happen, so we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Good people, as always, it has been a pleasure. This was a short one today, but, you know, I didn't want to spend too much time on revenge, but just getting the bases out. Just know that we don't need to dwell on that negativity. Just know that our Father will take care of it better than we will. We go try to fix it ourselves, then, you know, we're actually blocking. Hey, okay, I'm not going to get into it, but listen, I love y'all as always. Homework, if you could just practice, of course, continuing to speak positive things. Hopefully, it's becoming a lifestyle, you know. Continue to practice loving on yourself, loving on others, being more appreciative, being more grateful. Life is great. Life is what you make it. They used to tell us this in school, and I used to roll my eyes as a kid, but now I actually appreciate it. Make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. All the people that went to school with me, they remember this, but I love y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Until next time, good people.